Back to the story I was talking about at the beginning of the show, the toll that war takes on servicemen and women, the heavy toll on their mental health in particular, and not to mention many on their physical health. One group assisting with servicemen and women's transition to civilian life is Soldier On. Today it's launching a new fundraising and awareness campaign called In Their Honour. Matt Jones is the CEO of Soldier On, and veteran Sarah Watson is one of the ambassadors for the campaign. Matt and Sarah, welcome to breakfast.
Hi, Fran. Thanks for having us.
Matt, you're a veteran yourself. This new campaign aims at helping 2,800 veterans from 9 places across the country. What are you hoping to achieve?
Yeah, so at the moment, Fran, we are in those 9 locations supporting 2,800 veterans, which is a significant undertaking, and we do that in a range of different ways, with mental health and wellbeing support, employment, education support, and we conduct a range of activities that are designed to encourage people to be fit and active, but also to promote social connectivity and getting back around friends and family and colleagues, etc.
Okay, but that is your mission statement in a way. What's different about this campaign? Is it that you're aiming at the regions? Is that the
issue? Yeah, so what we're doing is that with this campaign In Their Honour, we are asking Australians to come together to support us so then we can get out to more locations and support more veterans. There is a real need in a lot of regional areas throughout Australia, and we would love to have a footprint in those areas to provide those support mechanisms that I described before. And the whole In Their Honour concept is about honouring other men and women who came back from the Great War 100 years ago who didn't have other services that we provide today. There was a lot of there was a lot of isolation, there was a lot of unemployment, mm-hmm. there was a lot of suicide, unfortunately. And in their honour, we are doing things very differently at Soldier On to the contemporary generation of veterans.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guests are Matt Jones and Sarah Watson from Soldier On. Sarah, you're also a veteran. You served as an intelligence officer in Iraq. You were decommissioned, as I understand it, after you were diagnosed with depression and PTSD. Those services that Matt was saying, you know, we're lucky we have now. When did you first notice that you were having issues, mental health issues, and what kind of response and support did you get from those services?
Yes, morning, Fran. Thank you for having us. Yeah, that's right. I was struggling with my job in Army headquarters post my deployment to Iraq, and I tried for many, many years to push those symptoms down. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't something we talked about 10 years ago, struggling with mental health, especially in leadership in the Army. So, yeah, it came to a breaking point. A few things happened in my personal life, including my father being diagnosed with terminal cancer, which basically caused myself to have a breakdown. Subsequently, I was downgraded in my medical status in the military, and it was identified I could no longer serve in my role given my diagnosis, which was quite confronting after having served over half my life in the Army.
Sure.
So, it was when I was pretty much months out from being discharged from the Army that Soldier On reached out to me and pulled me through a really, really dark place. And I'm eternally grateful for what they did for me. And I'm super passionate about continuing their great work.
And Sarah, for you and for others, it's not just the anxiety, it's not just the depression or the PTSD. It's also the challenge of making the transition back to civilian life too. You say Soldier On reached out to you. If it hadn't, what sort of support were you getting from the Department of Veterans Affairs? Was there enough?
I wasn't expecting what happened to me, so I was quite ignorant in what services were available, but as I found out at the time, there wasn't a great deal, and hence why I'm very, very passionate about getting behind Soldier On's work. I think there's still quite a bit of disjoint in the services provided, I think it still has a long way to go with Department of Veteran Affairs and so forth. So this is why we need people to get behind Soldier On, because of the great work they do mm-hmm. and the extremely great outcomes they've had And yeah, we need to continue that work.
Okay. Matt, I think it's fair to say that with a lot of public focus on the issue of mental health and suicide within veterans returning to civilian life, that the department is spending more money on that. But you're also looking not just at supporting people and their mental well-being, but also helping them find a job in their chosen field. Why is that so difficult, given the skills that a lot of servicemen and women, you know, aggregate during their time in the services? Why is that so hard?
Yeah, so what we find, Fran, is that there is a loss of identity when someone takes off that uniform, and it is a bit uncertain when you transition out of the ADF. So what we do is provide a support from an employment perspective. We help translate those attributes and skills that made the individuals so successful in the Australian Defence Force. We help with interview preparation, CV assistance, all these things that people in defence haven't probably had a lot of experience with. Because what we also do, which I think is incredibly important, is that we educate the business community about the value that a veteran can bring to their business. Because we're talking about exceptional young men and women with so many great skills, both hard and soft skills. And with just a little bit of assistance and support, we find that these men and women are providing a range of benefits to all sorts of different companies.
Okay. So Matt, just finally, in the time we've got left, you've got a national audience listening. What is your pitch?
Yeah.
For anyone listening who wants to help this campaign?
So our pitch is, in their honour, go to our website at soldieron.org.au. We'll be telling 8 historical stories with the War Memorial to talk about the men 100 years ago, and 8 contemporary stories. And get on the website. If you have it in your hearts, please make a donation. It will enable us to do more, support more veterans in more locations with our life altering services, and I think that's a pretty important undertaking, and it's something that the Australian community and your listeners, Fran, can get behind.
Matt Jones and Sarah Watson, thank you both for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Matt Jones is CEO of Soldier On. Sarah Watson is a campaign ambassador. Both of them are veterans themselves. And if this story does raise any concerns with you, for you or anyone you know, you can always call Lifeline for support on 131114. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 8:28.